Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
Yo. Yo, what's up, kid? Good morning.
Ace. Anyway, it is time for, well, let's say 6:20, so we timed it out perfectly. God, we are good. Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Damn, I'm good. Anyway, as always, your Plan B Morning Show Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking fridges with Bud Light so you can watch your favorite teams play at home or at your favorite bar while responsibly enjoying Bud Light. Tag your tweets, hashtag ShowtimeCam, hashtag Bud Light Sweepstakes for your chance to celebrate with your favorite teams in the end zone after scoring a touchdown. Hey,
that's right,
Bud.
Man. Hey, let's kick it off with the NFL. We're talking about the Detroit Lions. I don't know if you guys heard this yesterday, but it's real, man. Detroit Lions plays quarterback Matthew Stafford on the reserve COVID-19 list. Right. The team announced yesterday. Stafford was around an infected individual who's not connected to the team on Monday, and he's considered high risk. That's what ESPN reports. He'll probably be eligible to face the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday if the signal caller continues to test negative throughout the week. So he possibly could be playing Sunday. So he tested negative. They're going to continue to test him throughout the week. So possibly see Stafford on Sunday, possibly not. We're going to see what happens there. So a little nerve-wracking news there for the Detroit Lions, but yeah, we'll get through it, man. No worries. More pro football news. Green Bay Packers scheduled to play the 49ers tonight. Thursday night football. Hopefully.
Is it happening?
So hopefully coronavirus complications might change those plans. As players on both teams tested positive this week, Packers flew to San Francisco yesterday, and we're all just kind of waiting to see if everything is under control and if they kick the game off as planned. So I think as of now, they are. They're planning on playing, but there's going to be some tests had, and I don't know. We'll see.
I heard that San Fran shut down, like, their entire facility, like their practice facility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's basically what they know. I think they're really trying to play, and, you know, obviously if they can't, they won't. But they're going to do everything in their power to try, at least. So your Packers might be on TV tonight. They might not.
Son of a bitch.
What's the over and under on that? Do you know?
On playing or the game itself? Good God.
Playing. I'm just saying playing.
What was the spread for the Jets? 21 points? I'm gonna give it like 27. That's what we'll do. I don't know. God.
Nice.
Terrible, man.
Okay, dude. There's not a lot of sports going on, so hold on. Biking. Last month, Aaron Chamberlain, Austin, Texas. Complete. Dude, this is nuts. This is effing nuts. If you guys ride bikes and keep track of your mileage, dude, you'll just be like, what? How? Of Austin, Texas, Aaron Chamberlain completed a 3,014-mile bike ride around the perimeter of Texas. Took him 58 days to ride the route, pedaling 50 or more miles each day. He documented the ride with a GPS app, leaving him with a map of the giant state of Texas and a red line of victory around the whole damn thing. Dude, 3,000 miles. So to put it in perspective, get on your bike, Brock.
Mm-hmm.
Ride down to Miami, Florida, and back.
Damn, dude.
And back in 58 days.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that one bit. And I have no desire to do that.
Dude,
and I'm not
going to do it. Does this guy's ass hurt? Dude, I get done with like 11 miles on an electric bike with a soft seat, dude. And I'm like, oh, my ass, dude. Could not imagine 3,000 miles on a bike.
At that point, your ass has to just be one big callus. Just one
for sure.
Big callus. You know,
you don't feel anything. Yeah, there's
your taint has just got to be rock hard at that point. Just what?
I mean, dude, I guess you go and you don't. This guy's like the Forrest Gump of bikes. That's insane. So, you know what? There's another story. It's called Meat Judging. I'm not going to even talk about this. This is how to scrape the bottom of the barrel for sports.
We are judging meat. We're judging the taint meat of that bicycler. Good God.
Right.
Sorry.
And it's raw.
This is raw, tainted meat. We can't do it. Anyway.
There you go. There's your sports this morning, man.
Good enough for me. Something out of nothing. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock the thing that rocks.
All righty. Good morning. 722, Brock Hunter.
Morning.
What's up, kid? Yeah. Anyway, we're going to take a full look at the forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though. Right now, though, we are going to do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking fridges with Bud Light so you can watch your favorite teams play at home or at your favorite bar while responsibly enjoying Bud Light. Hit us with it, Hunter.
That's right. Hey, you know what? It's going to be nice until like Monday. I'll do the forecast because Brock ain't never going to do it.
Never.
He ain't going to do it. Let's kick it off, man, with the Lions. A little Lions news. I wish that was good news, but it's not. Detroit Lions placed a quarterback, Matt Stafford, on the reserve COVID-19 list. As we learned yesterday, Stafford was around an infected individual who is not connected to the team on Monday, and he's considered a high risk, which ESPN reports. So reportedly be eligible to face the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday if the signal caller continues to test negative throughout the week. So apparently he's testing negative right now, and they're going to continue to test him up until Sunday, probably right before the game, too, as well. So much like this next story, the Green Bay Packers scheduled to play San Francisco tonight, Thursday Night Football, hopefully, I should say. Coronavirus complications, of course, might change those plans as players on both teams tested positive this week. The Packers flew to San Francisco yesterday. We'll just have to wait and see. See if everything's under control and see if they're going to kick the ball off. Dude, they literally had the test now right before the game. Before they hit the field, dude. Boom. Yep. Here, do the test. So, dude, literally everybody could be ready, set to play. The ball could be on the tee. And they could be like, nope, sorry, not playing tonight after all the flights.
Son the hassle, you know, of a bitch.
So cross your fingers, Brock, if you want to see your Packers play tonight. Yeah, they got to test negative, so.
Damn it. All right, we'll wait.
It's kind of crazy, man, going week to week and different cases popping up, and some teams can't play for a few weeks. Some teams can, but they, you know, it's crazy. It's like every single week you're not sure if your team is going to be able to play or not because who knows. So, crazy year in football there. Moving on, listen to this story, man. This is nuts. If this doesn't make you sore just listening to it. Last month, Aaron Chamberlain of Austin, Texas, completed a 3,014-mile bike ride around the perimeter of Texas. It took him 58 days, and pedaling 50 or more miles each day. He documented the ride with his GPS app, leaving him with a map of the giant state of Texas and a red line of victory around the whole damn thing. Dude, 3,000 miles is insane.
I don't get it. I don't understand.
But then perspective, that's to Miami, Florida, and back, plus some, I believe. Plus.
Nope.
It'd be like driving to Miami and back and then up to the UP or something. Dude, that's nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, you could never, ever, 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 ever get me to bike that long. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't.
And I know the guy that did it is not using one of those comfortable, you know, fatty seats.
No. No. He's probably one of those thin little garbage bicycle seats that are rock hard. His taint has to just be
a callus,
like insane.
So there you go, man. People out there just doing incredible feats, and you got to chalk that one up to it. 3,000 miles on a bike is no joke. So there you go, Aaron.
All right. Perfect.
And that's your sports this morning because there ain't much going on, man. It's Thursday. We got football tonight and
maybe
coronavirus stuff going on.
So. Well, good enough for me, buddy. All right. Your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.